You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
I'm excited to go to the war. So it's brought that when you go to the war, you have to be careful that you should not destroy the trees. So now the question that is asked, why Torah Moshe is so cautious that you should not destroy a tree? I mean, you're in a very delicate point, you know, you're confronting with the enemies. So what does it matter to destroy a tree, not destroy a tree? Like, let's say you go over it by tank, let's say. So what's the big deal? Why Torah Moshe is so cautious about this matter? Tree? No, tree is a boreferi ayetz. Well, that's for Tuesday night. So, but as far as the forbidden act, well, why Torah is so strict about this matter? No, that's for Wednesday night. Why we should not destroy a tree? What's the big deal? Yeah, of course, the tree, you know, you eat from it. But which is more important, to get rid of a human being or destroy a tree? So now he says, when you go to the war, be careful to not destroy a tree. So what's the big deal?
Elevate the name of Hashem when you eat the fruit from the tree.
Yes, that's true. Yes. But here, you know, in a very, very dangerous circumstances. So now here, Torah Moshe is teaching us a very important lesson. And that is, obviously, when you go to war, you have an enemy. So who's your enemy? Who's your enemy? Who?
I don't know.
No, no, no. You go, let's say you go to the war. So who are you confronting with? Oh, a human being, right? This human being, or whoever that is. You know, he's against you, and he's causing you problems. He sends you missiles. So, okay, you're going to see the rhymes. You're going to go and get rid of him. But here, the Torah is teaching us, if this nation is your enemy, so now you have to be careful to not destroy anything else. Because you are only confronting these vicious people. So what do you want from the tree? That's one message. And the other thing here is, not destroying the tree, actually Hashem says, because when you go to the war, I assure you, you're going to defeat these people, and then you're going to use the tree. So by telling us to not destroy the tree, He wants to give us the assurance that you're going to take over this nation, these people, and the tree is going to be
yours.
So now, here, the other delicate point here is, let's say, Chas v'Shalom, God forbid, someone, obviously he's not a Yehudi, he's not a Jew, he used to work for you. And then you ask him to leave. Why? Because you notice that his hands has special glue. And it puts his stuff in his pocket. So now, when you find out that this gentleman is not honest, so now who are you confronting with? Who? Who? Let's say his name is John, let's say, right? For example. Who?
John.
John, right? So now, here, Torah Moshe is teaching us a very, very delicate point that sometimes people, unfortunately, they're not careful about. So now, his wife, did you wrong too? Did he? Did she?
No.
or his children, did they do something wrong to you?
No.
So now, when you punish him in any way, you have to be very careful that he should be only pointed at whatever the punishment you bring about. Doesn't mean if you do something or you say something that will damage his family, so that means you did a terrible thing.
Yeah.
You follow? Understand, but whatever he deserves to get, as far as he himself, you have to do. And either he's out, he's fired, and so on. But the point of the matter here is, many times people, because they so disappointed, because obviously it's not an easy thing, because you bring your work here and then. You train them many years, and sometimes it happens, they leave you, and then they open another branch, and then they take all your customers. It happens. They're very sad they came like that. So here, Tosafsha is teaching us, you're confronting the enemy. But what do you want from the tree?
The tree nothing to do with you.
I'm sorry?
The tree nothing to do with you.
Understand. But why Torah has to come and emphasize? Why? Because he wants to tell me, when you go to the war with the enemy, just only focus on the enemy. Don't destroy anything else.
Right.
So, but here in the same aspect, if somebody did you wrong, don't demolish the whole family. Right? Because they have children, they need to go and get married, they have to go through life. But if you do something that you're shattering the family, so then you act. It's a very vicious act.
His wife worked for you, and you fire the guy because he's not honest. You cannot fire the wife.
But did she also do something wrong?
No.
So see, that's the whole point.
So you cannot fire the wife.
What did she do wrong?
Because once you fire the husband, she's not going to be so...
Understand, okay. That's their problem. But as far as your part, that could be very practical. He did something wrong, but the point of matter here is, then if you say, both of you have to get out, so then you're not doing something that is fair. You understand?
Yes.
So in the same aspect, sometimes, Chas v'Shalom, this family like this, what do you mean? He did something wrong. But what has to do anything with the family? But people, because when they're in rage and they get upset and they get angry, they have no pity. And here, that's what the doctor says. What do you want from the tree? But now, because you're hot, you see the enemy, you say, I know how to show him. And you want to demolish everything. But what the tree has anything to do, with what you're supposed to do. And it's a very, very delicate point that many times, unfortunately, brings disaster, and it's not fixable. Mm-hmm. You cannot fix it anymore.
What about the Torah said destroy the tree that they worship? How do you know which tree is this?
Right, so if we know, because usually when they worship a tree, as you see the sign, they bring offering. They put oranges in front of it. They put, things like that. So it's very obvious. Like, let's say, they decorate it and so on. So if you know that there is such a thing, then the obligation here is that you have to get rid of it, whether that is required to do. But here, it's a very, very delicate point that we have to be careful, especially the month that we're going through, that God forbid, we should not cause bad name for people, should not say negative matters for families. And if there's an issue, fine, it's one-to-one. You have to take care of it very quietly, very gently, the Chas v'Shalom. People not be harmed and shattered with it. It's a very, very important point. Hashem is like, you know, that keep the trees, b'zad Hashem, to give fruits and enjoy them. And escape a ketiva v'chatima tova, amen ki yatzom.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.